podcast. Y. Your ChatGPT images. Fail? Alex, hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of ChatGPT images and why they might be falling short of your expectations. Right? So let's kick things off by talking about some significant changes that have happened with ChatGPT images in 2025. Oh yeah, I've heard there's been a massive update. What exactly changed? Well, in December 2025, the new model was released, and it's a game changer. It's way more powerful, but also stricter. If your prompts are vague, the AI defaults to this generic, overly safe style that just doesn't look good. That makes sense. I mean, if you just type cool dragon, you could end up with something totally off base, right? Exactly. A vague prompt might lead to a weird cartoon instead of the majestic dragon you envisioned. It's really about being more specific than ever before. So what are some ways we can fix our prompts to get better results? Great question. One method that really works is what? I like to call the four-layer prompt structure. It's a systematic approach that helps create a detailed request for the AI. Four layers? That sounds interesting. What does that entail? First, you need to specify the subject and action. Who's in the picture and what are they doing? For example, instead of saying a woman, try a professional photographer holding a DSLR camera squinting through the viewfinder. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. It sounds way more effective. It really is. The second layer deals with composition and camera. Instead of a vague close-up, you might say shot on a 50mm lens f1.8 aperture for shallow depth of field. Wow, that's super detailed. I can see how that would help paint a clearer picture for the AI. Right? And then you have the third layer, style and lighting. For example, instead of just cinematic lighting, you could say soft natural window light coming from the left, slight film grain, color graded in teal and orange. Okay, I'm getting the hang of this. And what about the last layer? The fourth layer is all about constraints, what you don't want. Just add things like nash, no text, no blur, no cartoon style. This really narrows down the output. Got it? So it's like giving the AI a detailed recipe rather than just saying, make me dinner. Exactly. I tried this method when I wanted an image of a mechanic working on a car. My old prompt was vague and I ended up with something that looked like a video game. And with the new approach, how did it turn out? I got a photo that looked like something I would have actually taken in my shop. It's night and day when you provide those specifics. That's awesome. Speaking of images, what about using ChatGPT images for professional branding? Is that something people can feel good about? Absolutely. Many are still hesitant, thinking AI images can't be consistent, but companies are already leveraging this and saving tons of time and money. For example, GrowthLoop, a SaaS company, cut their landing page design time from 9 to 12 hours down to just 3. Well, that's a massive time saver. How did they do that? They created templates that included their brand colors and specific guidelines on what not to do. This way, every image aligns with their brand identity. That's really smart. It sounds like it keeps everything looking cohesive and professional. Exactly. And as AI-generated images become more common, understanding how to prompt effectively will really give you an edge. Speaking of competition, how does ChatGPT compare to other platforms like Gemini? Great point. Gemini's been on the rise with their monthly active users growing significantly. While ChatGPT still leads, Gemini has a more creative flair. It's all about what you need, straightforward images or something more imaginative. So you really need to know what you want when you choose your AI tool. Right. That's why it's crucial to stay updated on how these models evolve. Just because something worked yesterday doesn't mean it'll work tomorrow. Exactly. So what's the best way to get started with all this? Don't get discouraged. Start simple. Write down the four-layer structure and practice filling it out each time you prompt. And remember to specify your aspect ratios based on the platform you're using. That's such a useful tip. It sounds like a little effort goes a long way in getting better results. Definitely. And as always, the more you play around with it, the the more you'll learn how to craft the perfect prompts. So, to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways here? To summarize, be specific with your prompts, use the four-layer structure, and don't shy away from using AI for your branding needs. This technology is evolving fast, and if you adapt with it, you'll save time and create stunning visuals. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.